just inside the doorway. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, once again, we welcome back Lance Johnson. And he's a TI being cyber-tortured against his will, without his permission. Another lab rat like the rest of us. But we are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. And I'd like to thank John Stadtmiller for giving us the opportunity to tell the truth. You can call into the show live and ask a question or get involved at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Hey, Lance, you out there? I'm doing fine, sir. And we made so much progress last night that I thought it'd be a great idea to have you back. And I just wanted to bring up, before we get started here, we can comment on this and see what you think of it. In 1974, documentation of voice-to-skull and research was funded by the Veterans Administration and the Department of Health and Human Services. For those of you who want it, I have the grant number, and not only this, but in 1975, this was published in the American Psychologist. So, not only does the psychiatric branch of medicine know about it, they endorsed it. So, what do you think about that, Lance?
Well, I agree with you. That was 1974, and there is also there was a psychiatrist of Robert Gunn. Oh, I agree with you because I've done that research as well. And there was a psychiatrist by the name of Robert Gunn who deprogrammed POWs. I believe it was the Korean War in the early 1980s, and he was able to isolate the target. And once he isolated them, he was able to break them down mentally. And this has been around since the 70s and the 80s. So this has been used as a weapon as well as a psychiatric tool. But the thing is, this psychiatric tool, which is a, you know, psychotronic weapon, can be directed in people's houses, in their bedrooms, in the shower with them. They can feel electric shocks through the body through these microwave transmissions. And that's what we need to get to the bottom of. It's, in my opinion, it's inhumane, and it's going against our will. I mean, they have our DNA, fine, but our DNA, every person's DNA puts off. Compare it to a radio signal. Every radio station you listen to has a radio station that you tune into. It's the same way with DNA. DNA, your DNA has its own radio signal, if you will. So these psychotronic weapons can hit you anywhere, pretty much in the world, without your knowledge.
Okay. I'd like to also comment on where this got its start. And in Russia, they use something called the Lido machine. And this wasn't good for any distances. This was good from one room to the next. And it accomplished the same task. So, it would seem that they would take the attributes of the Lido machine, at least in Russia, and find a way to deliver it to the general public. And those of you whose DNA has been taken, an individual will punch the computerized alphanumeric code into a computer and lock on to you for the first time. We believe this is how it's done. And then the satellite starts looking for your DNA. And there are many different methods for doing this. We have ground-based radar. They call it creeping radar, that actually moves very slow and follows the contour of the planet. We have satellites that are now using a new type of communication. This communication involves sending one photon at a time, very rapidly, naturally. The frequency, I'm sure, is very high in terms of how many photons come out, but they come out one at a time. And this is quantum communication. So one photon, or from what I understand, a division of it, goes to one location, and the other half goes to another location. There are two keys. One key unlocks one location, one key unlocks the other. So that's something that we can add to this ever-increasing pool of knowledge about communication. And I wanted to say I had a woman, actually, who was on Kate Ryan's call this evening, and she mentioned that she saw a spark with an infrared camera go from the wall to her son. So this opens up what we were speaking of last evening, and that is power line communication, which is not something that is new. It's been around for years. And I'm going to give the floor back to you, Lance, because I love to get into this stuff, and I'm sure you can add a lot to what I've said.
Oh, absolutely. With these communications, there you can feel it in your face, and you can also feel these shocks in your body. Whenever you're really relaxed, your body will jump. Your body does that naturally, but when you're really relaxed with these, like you said, communications, or I call them attacks, your body will just constantly jump. And even when you're not in a relaxed state, it tends to happen more when you're in a relaxed state, but even when you're not in a relaxed state, it actually makes your body jump, your face jump, your eyes jump. And you can also, like you touched on, you can also see these every so often when there's a dark room or when you're in an area, you can catch it out of the corner of your eye, these little almost like flashes that you can see. And it really does happen, especially in dark rooms. You can see the flashes here and there. That's very, very unusual. I mean, doesn't happen very often, but you can actually see them. And when you see them, you feel them. Now, I want to state this, too, as well. Most TIs, if they're in a severe state of being attacked, they see what they call holographic images. It kind of looks like a silhouette of a person, or it depends on what they're trying to get you to be a schizophrenic, basically, about, in my opinion. They will look like a person, they'll act like a person, and they'll walk all the way around your room. There may be two, three, or however many they send through these frequencies. They're not real beings. They're just part of the manipulation of your mind and your eyes as well to make you think that there's people inside your room or these aliens or monsters, however your mind interprets it. But I want the TI community and the people to know that who are going through this that these are not real beings. This is their way of tricking the mind on thinking that there are things inside of you. I just want the people to know that. I think, Frank, you've experienced this as well, correct?
Yes. I experience remote neural monitoring and voice to skull all the hours that I'm awake. Some days I get attacked viciously. Other days aren't quite as bad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that oh God, I just stepped on my foot, I think, or my tongue, one or the other. I'll let you take over again until I gather what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. I mentioned this last night, and for the listeners who wasn't listening last night, I work in a jail right now as far as with inmates. I'm a correctional officer. I'm going to be in the police academy in about 2 or 3 months. And I just want you to know that I get attacked viciously in there as well. It can go through cinder blocks. It can go through buildings. There is no safe place. You can't go anywhere in America or anywhere in the world, basically, where they can't contact you. If I had it to compare it to, it's the same technology that the Navy, the submarines use to pinpoint their targets. And they also did research on the dolphins on how they communicate with the, I believe it's ultrasound, how they communicate. They did this research early. They've been doing this research on dolphins for a long time on sonar, I believe. It's basically the same principle with the waves. And that's how they're able to pick up on your DNA, because your DNA has signals as well. So the technology they have can pick up on your very unique signal that you have in your DNA. And this is how they produce the schizophrenic attacks, the isolate you, the voice to skull they use is to belittle you. And when they belittle you, they'll say things like, you're no good, or make threats at you. And when they do that, they will hit you with I call it a shock. It feels like a shock, but it's actually a wave to make you feel like you're not worth anything. And that's to induce you either going to mental health or worse, or losing your job, or losing your family and friends. Whenever they tell you this, when their voice is called, like, you're no good, or you're a piece of crap, they'll hit you with a wave and make you feel like you're a piece of crap at the same time. So I wanted to put that out there and let the people know that if you're going through this, there is help out there. The only help we have right now is the TI community that we're all in and this radio station. All you have to do is a Facebook search or social media and continue to listen to this station, because this is what we talk about. We're out here to get justice, and we're not bad people. We're just ordinary everyday American citizens who have jobs, if we haven't lost them because of this, trying to live our life without any interruption.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. As a matter of fact, 1,000%. And we have TIs who in the past, and probably present day as well, they have voluntarily admitted themselves into state hospitals because they were hearing voices. and they thought that they had schizophrenia. But as you wisely mentioned last evening, schizophrenia starts at a very early, early age. And if you're 30 or 35 and somebody makes a diagnosis of schizophrenia, it's not going to be correct. If you're 40, it's going to be even more incorrect, and so on. But it should be known that many of the targeted individuals who are being cyber tortured are in prisons. They're in mental institutions, or they haven't come forward yet. And then there are the TIs like myself and Lance and the rest of the targeted community who are activists, who are fighting this for the people who will come forward later. And we hope to end this by learning how it is actually being done. And I think that we will very shortly. We have new alliances and new information that is coming in all the time. And Lance has shed much light. And he has mentioned things that are in total agreement with what I experience. Go ahead, Lance.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. There's going to be, I hate to say this, but I believe there's going to have to be a whistleblower here, because we're going to have to get to the, we can't get the information as U.S. citizens. We can get the Freedom of Information Act, but it's not going to be everything in there that we need. We have the patents. You can do a search on the internet and find the patents for this technology. And I want to let everyone know, you're no exception to the rule. Your social status may be high. You may be a CEO of a business, or you could be a guy who or a girl who has a one bedroom apartment. It does not matter to them. If they have your DNA, you're subject to be experimented on or attacked. Like you mentioned, the people in prison, half of them probably don't even know that they've been attacked. They just think, as the medical community would put it, they're just schizophrenic. But I believe that a lot of them are not schizophrenic.
Lance, we are going to commercial. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. We are very proud to be on the Republic Broadcasting Network, where truth lives. Tonight, we welcome back Lance Johnson, a TI being cyber-tortured against his will, against the laws and the Constitution of the United States, against the Bill of Rights, which is part of the Constitution. I imagine those who put a pen to it would be sick if they learned what is going on today. Okay, Lance, are you out there?
Yes, sir. By the way, I want to say thanks for having me back on the second night. I believe that we are making ground as far as the TI community, as far as getting the word out there. I believe Targeted Justice is doing a good job as well at getting the word out there, and Targeted Massachusetts as well. What I was touching on earlier as far as these prisoners who do these unthinkable crimes, and then they ask the prisoners, what were you thinking? Or they ask the family, he's not like that, or she's not like that. And they say they have voices telling them to do it out of nowhere. Don't be so quick to judge. It may not be their mental health. It may be that they're getting hit with the same technology that thousands and thousands and thousands, or let's just go be so bold to say hundreds of thousands worldwide, by the same technology that getting hit with them is getting hit with us. Because sometimes it gets so rough for targeted individuals to maintain their composure. Because they don't know if it's them. They're not used to it. You can wake up one day and all of a sudden you hear these voices and you get all these attacks on your body. And all of a sudden you have schizophrenic-like symptoms. when you have had no mental history of mental illness, don't be so quick to judge these people who are in jail who just, they don't know. They're not educated. So the best thing you can do when you're going through this is to educate yourself.
Right. Lance, we have Alan from Texas. You'd like to speak with us. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, good evening, Frank, and guest. Hey, you know, I've been listening for quite a while. You know, I've been listening for years about TIs. And am I not correct? I've started kind of correlated. It seems like, if not all of them, a very vast majority of them have been at one time or another connected with, like, a, you know, at the lowest level, you know, a government contractor. A lot of them have been in the military, like the current guest, you know, is a corrections officer. You know, some of them have worked, you know, just for, like, maybe a county or a city government or even a school system. And I don't know, you know, maybe rub one of their management, you know, upper management, what I call, you know, obsequious butt monkeys, you know, the climbers, rub them wrong and maybe got a name turned over. Is it really just random? Do they just go, like, throw a dart at a phone book and then pick a name? Or it seems like most of the people that I've heard have been one way or another involved with, like I said, at least a government contractor or a subcontractor, making a part for, you know, a bomb or a missile or something, you know, in some way connected with some kind of government organization.
Well, Lance, what do you think about that? And I will add my comments afterwards. Go ahead.
Well, I would, I agree with the in my case, and I've noticed this in a lot of targeted individuals that I've talked to in the past several years, is, in my case, I had my father was in the, I'm not going to say which branch because I don't want to get attacked, but my father was in the military. Right. And I believe what happened was when you're in the military, they get your DNA, and you get your DNA from your parents. So what happens there is they get your DNA, and then it doesn't matter who you are or if you ticked off an employee or whatnot, it doesn't matter. In my case, it didn't matter. It's just that they have your DNA. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or if you tick somebody off at work or it's your next-door neighbor. If they have your DNA, you're subject to an attack experiment/attack.
Yeah, because, you know, I can't recall hearing of, you know, of a TI who, like, you know, has worked at, you know, Dairy Queen for 10 years or something like that. Most of them have some way been involved, you know, a secretary for, you know, an army officer or blah. You know, it doesn't really matter, but and somehow connected with some kind of a government run organization.
It's the bottom of the hour, and we have to go to station identification.
I'll jump off here, Frank. I'll take your answer off here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening, once again, from Boston, Massachusetts. Together, Lance Johnson and I are trying to solve one of the biggest mysteries in the targeted community, and that is how. And we've uncovered a lot of data in just 2 nights. So I'm sure Lance will be back many, many, many more times. Okay, Lance, what do you want to dig into?
I would like to dig into... We kind of touched on this last night. I would kind of like to dig into DARPA. Okay. I know you know a lot about this subject matter. I do know that they did have information. They have some type of videos, and they actually came out with some articles referring to V2K. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Those are some of the ones that I was referring to. The first time, the reason they started using it was pilots, the Air Force. Most of the patents that you see are in behalf of the Air Force. Okay, we have Murr from Wisconsin. She'd like to ask us a few questions.
Well, thank you. I hate to interrupt right there. Don't lose your place. I want to hear about that.
We won't.
Yeah, you have such nice, strong voices, both of you, and I really appreciate that. And I have a feeling you probably already know that ultimately, it's a spiritual battle. And I think, though, that some of this, you know, how we used to hear about alien abductions, that it's kind of tied in with this targeting. There's something similar going on. I'm not sure, just, you know, but, and I do have some things, but I noticed that if I don't really keep in touch with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit as much as I really need to, and help, you know, pray for others and everything too, that I'll start to, and also if I have to deal with something from the past that was unpleasant, you know, with people, you know, that But anyway, I'll start to get that thing, like you were saying, how you feel all these negative kind of attacks, like attacking yourself. I mean, even speaking out loud, condemning myself. And I'm like, wait a minute. I haven't done that for years. What's going on here, you know? So I think the things build up from the past. Oh, and also, and this has been years and years ago, that like 75% of dental things, there were monitoring devices being implanted years and years ago. And it's interesting that it just happened to be someone had recommended a dentist, and he was a Navy dentist. And then he was replaced by another Navy dentist. And it was just kind of interesting. And that one particular tooth, you know, I kind of caught out of the corner of my eye some strange looks on their faces whenever, you know, whether they did something or... But I think that's a very common. And I think it's actually a certain tooth number, and that would be 14, which is up in your upper left. So I think that's a really common avenue, perhaps. But what you were talking about, if you could go back to that, I would love to hear that. And I'll get off here. But just remember, people, it's spiritual, ultimately, because even schizophrenia is known to be allowing demons in because of what we're talking about, where you demean yourself and you don't feel worthy and you're not in touch with your higher aspects. And they're all vibrations, frequencies, and maybe the Schumann and everything else affects it too, but it is ultimately spiritual, the spiritual schoolhouse we're in. So I'll get off and listen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mer.
Thank you.
She is a wonderful, wonderful person. And this is, I believe, the second time she's called in, but she's always following us, whatever we're doing, and it's greatly appreciated. And as far as DARPA goes, I wanted to bring a program to your attention. It's a computer program, and it's called Electrics, ELECT, capital RX. This is the program, the computer program that we believe is behind the targeting. So this is something that needs to be investigated. Those of you who write code, who are TIs, come forward and let's see if we can find this program somewhere. It was given, as far as I know, to state hospitals. And the reason it was, there is an ASMR component, which is part of Electrics. And this was for sexually depraved or sexually shut down people. And the ASMR was supposed to reignite this. And what the perps have done with it, they've turned it into an attack device. They attack women in the genitals. They attack men in the genitals. And it's really disgusting. And I can't express enough. These people, they have nothing. They are morally bankrupt. They have nothing. What do you think, Lance?
I agree. I want to point out I get that. Pretty much every TI I've talked to and had several long conversations with, every TI that 99% of the TIs get attacked in their genitals through that program that you was speaking of. It's the tingling. And I also want to point out, through research, that 80% of TIs are also female. I don't know why that is. I don't know if the DNA has something to do with it, but there is 80% more female targeted individuals in America than there is male targeted individuals.
I was told.
And I don't know why that is.
I was told that the program was written for females. This is
okay.
information that I haven't let out until this point. And when it's used on males, there's different effects that aren't exactly what they had intended.
Right.
But it's a terrible program, and DARPA is responsible for so many things. As far as the tooth implants that Murr mentioned, I had a Vietnam vet as a dentist. And what I've had trouble wrapping my head around is the fact that, okay, back in the 70s, I'm trying to think, or the 80s, what did they have back then that was so small? But I have to remember that their technology is so much farther ahead than ours.
Right. And I want to touch on, you're right. You're right. I have two metal cavities as well in my bottom left and right jaw. And I want to touch on what Murr said, too, when she stated that, well, I haven't done that in a long time, or, I don't hardly remember that. They also can tap into your memories, stuff that you had long, long forgotten. And then what they can do is they turn that against you, and they also create false memories, too, where they make you your mind make up to some random memory and then try to hold you responsible for it.
Right.
So I want people to know they can project this stuff in your head and try to make you feel guilty for it.
Exactly. The guilt complex. They want to throw a guilt trip on everything that's ever happened in your life and many things that haven't happened. Like, they'll put you in a movie that you're watching and say, oh, that's Alan right there. And they'll come up with a lot of really ridiculous stuff. And it's crazy. That's the only thing I can say. I don't know what they're thinking of. They can dampen your memory to the point where you can walk into a store and not remember why you're there, not remember where your car is. Is that your car? I mean, it doesn't end, and you know that. And we have to dig into DARPA, because I think our answers are there. I think one way may be to take the patent and go to the inventor. The inventors are listed. Ask the inventor, well, what did you invent here? Did you know it was going to be used for this? I don't know, Lance. What do you think?
I don't know. There has to be a paper trail or some type of trail somewhere, because DARPA has came out and mentioned this way back in the early 2000s. We just have to follow where it went from DARPA. If we follow it from DARPA to where it went, then we can figure out who's doing it, why they're doing it, and how they're doing it. But as far as the why they're doing it, it's against our consent to be entering our homes, our bodies, our minds, our memories, and pretty much cyber torturing us. It's every day, 24/7, with the waves, the shocks, the bad memories, the memories you've long forgotten. And it's like Frank says, like you said, Frank, it makes you you can go in the kitchen for a drink, open the refrigerator, they'll zap you just like that, and you'll forget why you went in the kitchen. And before this started, I had a great memory. I was a chess player. I was almost a master chess player. And when it started that next day, I couldn't remember anything, just out of nowhere. So it does come and go as far as your memories. But we have to get to the bottom of the technology, who's using it, and why they're using it against innocent Americans.
Yeah, the memories are the most important. And what they do, from what I can feel, is they actually short you out, because your aura is clinging to you on the surface. And they use that to get into your head, I think, or to grab the thoughts that are around your head and destroy them. And you still have them, but they are dampened or shorted out. That's the only explanation I can come up with.
Right. And you mentioned it well about the aura, too. If you hear something in your head that's other than your inner voice, try to project it out. Like if you have a ceiling fan or any type of outside noise that you have in your surroundings, try to listen to that, and you can actually hear the projection of the voices in your head, or not the voices, or the subliminal messages is what I call them, because it's obviously not you. Even if it's cars going down the street, you can hear the messages in the tires, and that's your mind projecting it outwards. And you perceiving the message that nobody else can hear or perceive but you. And you touched on that last time. Even your air conditioner, you know, it puts out, you can hear it that way. And it keeps it from really getting all tangled up in your head. You can actually project the messages outward.
Yes, and the way that I do it is I look for another sound source other than the V2K. I actually lock on to another sound source that's in the room, whether it be the air conditioner, the radio, TV, whatever it is. Even someone speaking, I'll throw a YouTube video like on my iPhone. Just lock on to a secondary or a third sound and a fourth sound. And that keeps you away from them, and it messes them up. So,
right.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? Does that coincide with your records?
Yes, it does. It does enough. It's like Murph said as well. As far as the alien, you know, you're perceiving it as alien or a spiritual war. Whatever they want you to perceive, or they can project in your head, that's going to get you all wrapped up. Because if you're, let's just say, for example, a Christian, they're going to put demons in your head. If you believe in extraterrestrials, they're going to put extraterrestrials in your head. They're going to project these images. So it will make you paranoid, schizophrenic. It is good to have a higher power during all this, because anything you can do to find inspiration will help guide you through this until we get to the bottom of it. That's why a lot of people think it's their next-door neighbor or their mom or anything, because they can project these people's voices in their head, because that's how you project these, your friends or your family or your mom or your dad, in your head. Do you agree with that, Frank?
I do. I do 100%. Mm-hmm. And they continually attack you with your own information. And sometimes they will try and make you believe. I think they have a positive and a negative switch, almost, because they'll use the positive switch and then say something, and you feel a certain way, and then they'll hit the negative switch and try and insert a thought there. So they're very, very versatile in what they can do, but actually, I believe it's just positive and negative, and then they throw words in with it subliminally.
Right.
We have to go to commercial. We have to go to commercial very shortly. So I tell you what, I'm going to just hang in here until we get to that. And but the things that we've uncovered are very beneficial to everyone. But we're going to commercial, like right now, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening.
Do
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. I'm going to go right over to Lance Johnson. Go ahead, Lance. We have a caller from New York, Ken. So, Ken, what's your question?
Yes. When you were just talking about concentrating on another noise or some other sound to interfere with whatever is happening to you, does that imply that the microwave or there's a carrier and that there is some kind of modulation if you're able to to divert your attention? I'm sorry?
Yes, you're absolutely
okay.
Right.
Have you or anyone you know of ever experimented with noise-canceling headphones?
Yes. I have not as yet. But I know people with V2K who have tried them, and it proved to be of no consequence. But I have to try it myself before I will die.
Yeah, because the idea there is that it stores, as I understand it, I've never tried them out, but it stores the sound coming in for a cycle and then repeats it out of phase 180 degrees, which would give the effect of canceling.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what it does. same principle as a noise canceling noise cancellation mic.
All right, that's
yes,
all I have. Thank
that
you.
That is good information.
Well, it would be, it might be interesting if there was a way to get a hold of the, take one of these apart or get the circuitry to one to see if any changes could be made to it.
Make it hotter, yeah. That's a good idea. The ones that I'm seeing lately are bone conduction. Have you tried any of this stuff, Lance?
I have not, but I've heard good things about the bone conduction. You put it on your temples, and instead of your ears, you put it on the temples, and it connects through a transmission like he was referring to, and it goes to your oculus or ocular that way. But I've heard good things about it.
Okay, and
I'm not familiar with that device.
Oh, go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. We'll save it for some other time. Good night.
All right, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
And we're going to be going off the air here shortly. But I just wanted to say, Lance, I can't find an end to having you on the show. And we seem to be getting a lot of information together just by calling it up from each other. In other words, we're pulling out information that we have probably and that we're remembering, and it's working. But right now, I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.